Our scripture reading this morning is from Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For it is by grace you have been saved. Through faith, this is not from yourselves. It is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared us in advance to do. The word of the God for the people of God. Now this morning is part two of the three parts on grace. Last week we talked about preventative grace. And it's basically, to focus back on that a little bit, was we talked about how it was kind of like being in a thunderstorm, going up on somebody's porch and having shelter during the storm. This week's is justifying grace. And what is that? Well, as I was studying on that, it reminded me of a story that happened to me. When my daughter turned 16, I bought her a vehicle. Now, prior to that, I offered her mother, I said, if you'll put in $2,500, I'll put in $2,500 for a car. And we'll get our daughter a nice car. Something, you know. Well, her mother didn't want to do that. So I turned to my daughter and I said, okay. I said, honey, I said, go pick you out a car. This is the amount of money I'll spend. And I bought her an 88 Ford Bronco. She wanted a big vehicle. That's what she wanted. So, okay, everything was good and dandy. One day she came over to the house and she said, Dad, she said, Mom and I got into a fight. I want to come move in with you. I said, okay, not a problem. So she moved in. Well, a couple of months went by and everything, and unbeknownst to me, her mother had been telling her that she'd buy her a new car. She'd buy her this new car. And one day, I came home, and there sat the Bronco in the backyard. The stereo was ripped out of it. Some other things had been done. I was a little upset. Didn't know what was going on. Tried to call her. It was after school. She wouldn't answer. Tried calling her several times. She wouldn't answer. So finally, about 9 o'clock that night, she finally answered my phone call. And I was a little hot. I was a little hot under the collar. Kind of wanting to know what was going on. She said to me, she said, I don't want that old thing. Mom bought me a different car. Boy, I was hot. Yeah, I was hot. And I said a few things and told her, I said, hey, look. Yeah. So about 4 months went by. And I hadn't heard from my daughter. And I didn't call her. And one day, I get a phone call. Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you doing? I'm good. Have a good day. I hung up the phone. Oh, it was a couple of days later, she called and she says, hey, Dad. I said, hey, how you doing? I'm good. I just called to see how you were doing. I'm doing pretty good, not bad. A couple of days later, she called and said, hey, Dad, how's it going? I said, I'm pretty good. How are you doing? Oh, you know, I'm doing okay, you know. I said, how's school? You know. She says, oh, it's all right. He said, you know you can come by and see me anytime. Because I only live like a half a mile from high school. She said, are you sure? And I said, honey, you're always welcome at my house. Always welcome. And she'd never knocked on the door before, but it was about 10 minutes later, there was a knock on the door, and I came and opened it. And she was there, and I said, well, honey, why didn't you just walk in? She said, I didn't know if I could. And I said, well, honey, I said, you're my daughter. I said, you're welcome in this house anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day. She goes, well, I didn't know if you'd forgiven me. I said, honey, I said, I forgave you the night that it happened. And as I was reading about justifying grace, it reminded me of that story. Because as soon as I told her I'd forgave her, she came and gave me this big old hug. And it reminds me of how many times that I have sinned, how many times that I have turned from God. And He has welcomed me back every time. And for me, justifying grace is the grace that we all need through Jesus Christ. He sanctified this with His blood. They hung the man on the cross that had no sin for me and for all of you. He was a man without sin. God needed somebody. And Christ was our justification that we can say. But we have to go, when we're on that front porch and that storm's coming in, we have to knock upon that door. We have to ask, hey, do you forgive me? We have to ask. And that is what is justifying grace. Christ gives us that grace. He's the one that has given us all of this that we have. And it's just, I need that. I need that. I need to know that I am forgiven. I need to know. And Christ did that. So next week, we will talk about sanctifying grace and about how we can go inside.